This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
We will rock you. What a great show. I'm telling you right now, Queen is phenomenal. We got all the stuff about Queen. We got getting to know our contestants, and we got top six. Stay tuned to find out.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy, Ricky Vitucci, and we are here speaking Season 2, Episode 15, I'm sorry, Meet the Finalists and the Queen Performances.
Yes.
I would like to introduce my favorite co-host,
what's
Delia
up?
Gomez.
Hey, guys. What's up? How's it going?
So, this was quite the show.
Yeah, it was right? Awesome.
Tell me what you think. Like, just give me your overall thoughts as to how you feel like this show panned out.
A lot of sequins is what I gotta say. It was so
blingy. Right?
It was so. I loved the outfits. Everyone had such a great look. They definitely had a lot of fun with the set
for sure.
But that was like what I took away from it. It was really, really shiny overall. Like a very shiny episode.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was interesting. I found it to be I found it to be like Meet the Contestants.
Yeah.
It was cool, but I kind of knew all the stuff that they were telling us.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I would have, I kind of feel like that was just a filler.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
But it was cool to like hear the questions and see, you know, what certain like pet peeves of them are or like what's their favorite artist and stuff like that. So, I mean, it was very cool to see the answers and I guess get to know them
more. It's getting down to you know the top six, top
for
eight.
Sure.
So it's getting really hard to just vote based on talent because everyone at this point is very talented. So it probably does help to know
for sure
who is going to be your favorite. Who would you be like best friends with? It's kind of like a boy band thing.
That
resonates with you the most.
Yes.
So I can understand why they probably chose to do that episode right before Queen Night.
Mm.
I just love your reaction. It's so good. I just love that you're going to be so real tonight.
I mean, and everyone heads up.
Yeah.
I'm going to be not as harsh.
Right.
But I'm going to be somewhat like Simon Cowell this episode. I just have a lot to say.
Oh, I'm excited to hear it.
No filter. Just like my pictures on Instagram, no filter.
You're just excited to tell us what you really think.
Tell you
it's a
all.
Lot. Yeah.
It's a lot. But I'm just like, yo, top eight.
Yeah.
Top eight. Speaking of top eight, let's get into that.
Okay. So I would say that the stories that resonated the most with me was probably Jeremiah.
Okay.
I love him as a performer, but I love how sweet and how unfortunately, like, I didn't, like, his story is really, really sad about his parents not really accepting him for who he is. Obviously, they did show up to Queen Night.
Which is amazing.
It's amazing. Yep. And even Katy Perry, you know, gave them a shout out for Come As You Are. This is a kind of night of a, everyone appreciates you. But yeah, like, I feel like I really admire him for being so brave and doing what he's doing and sharing his story. That's not easy to do.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
To be honest, I can't imagine having something like that and knowing your parents don't really accept you.
Yeah. That's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking and it's tough.
Yeah.
Because you want your parents' support.
You want them to be proud of
and
you.
And their love.
Yeah, and your love. And they're the one, they're the people that you hope love you unconditionally. And unfortunately, with Jeremiah, there are conditions as to.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, he's getting a lot of love right now from all the fans and from American Idol and the judges. So I'm happy that he has a safe place and somewhere where he knows that he fits in and he is loved regardless.
Yeah.
So.
Which I think.
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I think he has the fans' love for sure.
Oh yeah, I love him. I love you, Jeremiah. This is a reach. Shout out to you.
So for me, one story out of the top eight that stuck out for me the most was like Alejandro. Alejandro's story about how, you know, he's just this very just low-key kind of vibey kind of guy, shy, doesn't really think too much about himself, which you should.
Yeah,
he's super talented, and you seem like the homie.
Yeah. He really is so sweet, but he has a like low self-esteem almost.
Which I don't understand why.
He's very shy.
You know how talented you are when it comes to music.
Yeah.
When you get on that stage or anything musically.
It's like that's his language. Is that
that's absolutely how he communicates. His language.
Yeah, definitely. But you're right. There's something about him that doesn't believe he's good enough or
which
deserves
I don't
to
understand.
Be there.
Is it the jobs he's had?
Maybe, I don't know.
Is it just a thing that's coming from him?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like,
it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Because when you see somebody so talented like an Alejandro, you would think that he would boist it a little more.
Yeah.
Not saying to be cocky or to be like not to be like an ass about it.
Yeah.
But just know what you have.
Exactly.
Right? Know what God gave you.
Yeah.
And know that every single thing that's going on in your life, from the job you have to like everything else, it just makes you who you are.
Yeah. And I think maybe he doesn't have that person that supports him and told him at a young age that he could be something, because sometimes you need someone to believe in you before you believe in yourself. So I'm really happy that once again, he is on American Idol, that he, especially from Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie really knows how to speak to the contestants and breathe this sort of inspiration in them every time he talks, versus Luke and Katie, who give notes on the performance.
For sure.
I feel like Lionel's the only one that's actually giving real advice regarding their artistic overall journey.
See, I agree with you to a degree. I feel, so how I see it, I see Lionel as the father figure.
Right,
The parent that's always trying to, like, you know, like, and you can even tell when Lionel doesn't have anything good to say or something in a positive realm, you'll see, like, his responses or his replies, his his answers are more of like, you rocked it. Just always don't forget
you.
About yourself.
Yeah, I love you. You're
I love
bigger.
You.
Yeah.
You're, no matter what happens here. Whenever a judge says, no matter what happens here, they may have not loved your performance, yeah. Which is okay.
Yeah, but that's just a good point. That's a really good point. Despite the fact that you just performed, but despite the fact that it wasn't great, we love you. Yeah.
Even Adam really Lambert, he didn't win he didn't win American Idol, but he still made a... Just say it wasn't that good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But
it doesn't
I mean,
have to always be happy-go-lucky,
exactly.
Positive.
I agree. But someone for Alejandro, I think maybe that's the first time he's getting this sort of support that he is talented, that
sure.
He can make a life with this talent. It's not easy to be like, I'm going to be a musician and, you know, have the backing of your family. People are going to worry about you. Are you going to be able to pay the bills? Are you going to make it? Because it's a tough field to like really, 1% really...
Probably.
Like, make it?
If that,
you know?
I think it's even less than 1%. If you think about the people in this world, and then all the people that are trying to pursue music.
Yeah.
And be an artist and a musician and get this opportunity.
Yeah.
To be in the top 8.
I know.
To be
in... You already made it, Alejandro.
You won already. As the judges say, yes. You already won.
Yeah, exactly. Agreed.
Right?
Agreed. Yeah.
But let's... Hold on one second. Let's just... I would like to stop for a second and just think about it. You are top 8
mm-hmm.
out of thousands of people who've auditioned.
Mm-hmm.
And then millions of people who actually would love to be in your shoes pursuing music to the level that they're doing it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
No matter what happens from this point on.
Yeah.
And everyone here is young. The top 8 is very young.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
So no matter what happens, they have a bright future ahead of them.
They all
because
do.
This is, the top 8 is by far the most talented top 8 that
talented.
I've ever seen in American Idol.
That's what I mean. Like, it's all, like, I can understand why they were like, get to know us, because the talent is just amazing.
Yeah.
So you can pick who you want vocally, whether it's a ragu or if you want a Lacey.
Spaghetti sauce?
Spaghetti, yeah, but it's... There's a flavor for everyone out there.
There is a flavor for everyone. So now we're gonna go into the top 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's speak about the performances. You know, I would like to know. Let's start with your best performance and your worst performance for the ones that will eventually make it to the top 6.
Okay.
So then I'm sorry. I guess I'm saying let's speak about the performances for the top 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my absolute favorite tonight was Jeremiah because I felt like it was Queen night.
Yep.
He channeled Freddie Mercury. Like, he was the only one who I felt like I'm listening to Queen. This is Queen essence, the robe, everything, the vibe. I just felt it and it was powerful. And the fact that, you know, his parents were there added that extra layer of like emotional.
Yeah.
But for me, that was the best out of all of them. I wasn't too keen on many performances.
Neither was I.
Actually.
There was one performance, but I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I really did love Lacey and Wade when they did...
No, Lane.
Oh, Lane. Yep. Yeah, thank you. When they did Jackson from Walk the Line, mm-hmm. I loved them doing the duet together. I thought their energies were great, and even Katie mentioned that their chemistry was great. But I was really disappointed by a lot of people. I hate to say it. I really was.
And I agree with you. I wasn't this... You know, I think it was the last 2 episodes. I'm really not thrilled with how their performance...
Well, Queen is really hard, number one. I'll give them that. Like, it's a very... You know, it's a really hard to be like Freddie Mercury. I'm so sorry. Like, well,
But that's the thing. The point of them picking Queen, it's just... The segment, right?
Yeah.
It's just, okay, here's your theme.
Yeah.
Give me your own take of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like they lacked the artistry in the performances.
Yeah.
For this episode specifically. I get it. Queen is very hard. You know what? It makes you even think about it even more now, how amazing Queen was and is.
Yeah.
It's impossible for someone to replicate that.
Yeah, exactly.
Which just goes to show you their mastery and their greatness.
Yeah.
As a rock band.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I get it. These kids are still...
It's got a fingerprint.
it does have a fingerprint forever.
Yeah.
That fingerprint will be there forever. No one will ever be able to mimic this.
You know who I thought did really great? Lacey.
She's phenomenal.
Her rendition of that ballad that she did, she slowed it down. Yeah. And she's a female singing, you know, a male vocalist song, but it still worked for me. It was beautiful.
Exactly.
And she made it her own. I think I appreciate when people they either do a tribute, which is what Jeremiah did, was a straight up tribute to Freddie Mercury, or they take the song and make it their own, like what Lacey did. And I think if you're trying to do too copycat or just, that's when it comes off. Like, I don't see who you are, and I don't see that you get who Queen is.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're in top eight now.
Yeah.
You need to convince America. They don't want to hear you sing exactly how Queen sang
it.
They want to see you be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see you be a musician.
Yeah.
You have to vote them. You have to get their vote. At this point, you're a salesman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You need to sell them, this is what I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is a Queen song. This is not my song. But here's my take in this. This is how I feel for this song.
Yeah.
My vision for this song. On top of not taking any disrespect, not disrespecting how they made it.
Exactly.
But your own spin on it.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite?
Lacey.
Tonight? Lacey?
Lacey's amazing.
Yeah, she's
an
great.
Absolute star.
She is.
She is an absolute star.
And she's always so composed. And I felt like, you know what it was? I felt like tonight there was a lot of nerves. There's a lot of high notes. As you
for
know,
sure.
Freddie Mercury was insane and his vocal range was, you know, unworldly. But that I felt so many contestants were so nervous coming into this week.
And they messed up on a few lyrics and notes.
Yeah.
They were off tempo.
But Lacey has always been, she's not flustered by anything.
Or Lane, too.
Lane is great.
Lane, Lacey, and Jeremiah.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue. And you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Know who they are.
They know who they are, and they bring it all the time.
I feel like Alejandro knows who he is. But he doesn't know how to bring himself in a way that the others do.
He's still shy.
Yeah, like
he knows who he
knows. He knows who he is musically, but for some reason, it doesn't read the same way that it does for like Lacey or Lane.
He better saddle
up. You know what I mean? It's just
saddle up
because
he may not make it to the top six.
I know we were talking about that. We were just like, I don't know. This performance wasn't.
But the last three performances from Alejandro.
We love you.
We love you.
We do.
But step your game up, fool. Come on. Come on, homie. Seriously, you're talented. You deserve to be where you are right now in the top eight.
Yeah.
But I want to see a little bit more. But before we go any further, I think you have a little note to tell everyone.
Yes, I do. We just want to tell you guys how much we love you and how much we appreciate you for checking in with us every week. So if you are watching us on YouTube, make sure to give us a thumbs up and comment. We love to hear what you guys have to say. And if you are hearing us on iTunes, make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It really does help us out. And it really means a lot for us to be able to do this for you guys and to come back every week. And we just want to say thank you.
And we love you.
And we love you.
Always love you. And thank you for your support.
Yes. And tell us who your favorite is, who you're rooting for. We're dying
and who you think is gonna win.
Yeah for sure. It's getting down to the wire.
It's about to be top six soon.
Yeah,
we're about to bring the heat into the kitchen.
Yeah,
who could stand up to the heat? I'm trying
to do the Ryan Seacrest.
I was trying to do it.
It's American Idol.
Someday, Ryan, I will be on your level. This is American Idol.
There you go. I saw it.
Yes.
There you go. Love it. Love it.
I got better hair than you, Ryan.
Oh, I see like a feud happening now.
Uh-oh.
With a hair feud.
Who has the better coif? Me or Ryan?
I loved his outfits today.
His outfit was dope.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that.
He had a pretty cool outfit. But to go back onto the top eight.
Okay.
I just feel like they need to step it up. All of them.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Even Lacey, who I think is a star.
Yeah. I mean, but she, I think today she did a ballad. So I think it was, you either did a dance, get a powerful queen song, or mm-hmm. it was more of a ballad. And there was only a few that really hit the mark for me, honestly.
Like who?
So it was Jeremiah, Lacey, okay. yep. Lane.
Okay.
I was really disappointed with actually Wade.
His vocals weren't
it didn't match. It was weird. Yeah, and because he slipped up on
the words,
on the lyrics,
and the tempo.
Yeah, it was just, and he has that rasp that I was really expecting it to marry well with Queen. Because he's, out of all of them, he's the one that does rock and roll.
Yeah, but his rasp is like, so you have to understand, Wade's rasp comes from his death metal days.
Yeah.
His voice is like shot.
Yeah.
Which makes his voice very unique.
Yeah.
But I gotta be honest.
It is unique.
When you listen to these people sing and perform, and you think about it, would I want to listen to Wade sing every time I hear a song on the radio? No.
No.
Even Alejandro. It's like this one.
He has a no. Jason Mraz. Alejandro has a Jason Mraz kind of like, if you're in the mood to chill and kind of have it as background noise.
For sure. That's a good comparison.
I think that's kind yep. of what he is, because I wouldn't necessarily see him commanding the audience the way the other contestants do.
Agreed.
You know, he doesn't have that stage presence. So that's why I do think he is a singer-songwriter.
Oh my God, get out of my head. Literally, get out of my head. I was thinking that as I was watching the get to know the contestants
yeah. more,
I could see him as a very successful singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Something tells me I cannot see him as a performer. He's just not.
Yeah.
He's not that type.
Or like he does smaller venues, or it's not the big arenas
right.
that like Katy Perry opens.
Yes.
Lacey, I can see her doing arenas 100%.
Absolutely.
I could see Lane doing
yep.
them. But you're right.
No, you're right.
We're both right. That's how it works here.
We're a team.
Yeah, that's what they put
it. We are a team.
Yeah.
There's no I in we. There's a W and an E.
I love how we just went on this crazy tangent. I love it so much.
No, but...
Yeah, it's true.
But Alejandro, I see him as a singer-songwriter. Because if you listen to his songs, his originals, the lyrics are beautiful.
Yeah. But see, like, even Jeremiah. Jeremiah is not too showy, and most of his stuff is all vocal, so he's not electrifying when you watch him, but there's something exactly, he has that Adele
yeah.
quality of like, he doesn't have to move around, he can just sing and you go to see him
for sure.
So he's got that going for him, which is weird because we were just saying that about Alejandro, he doesn't move around much, but there's not that electricity.
There's not.
Yeah.
There needs to be electric. You have
yeah.
to plug him into a wall and see if he's alive.
Yeah.
Is that a good analogy?
I love it. I loved it. I say yes.
She says yes. Yeah. Woo! I get her vote. What's your vote,
yeah.
America?
Did you guys vote? Do you normally vote?
I've never voted ever in my life. I thought about it, though, this episode. I was like... But then they just go away so fast. I'm
yeah.
like, give me a time. I need to write text 1 to 54673.
Yeah. I know.
That's not the real, that's not the numbers, but yeah. you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. Yeah, I got you. I got you for sure.
All right. We're going to get to the top 6 right now.
Yeah. I was not.
Are you excited?
I am very excited.
Are you excited for the top 6?
Yeah, I mean, I love everyone, so I can see why this is, like, it's just so nerve-wracking.
Okay.
Every single time.
So, I'm going to name the top 6.
All right.
And then after I name the top 6, I want you guys to see their beautiful faces.
Okay.
All right. The first person to make it to the top 6 is Jeremiah.
Yes.
The second person to make it to the top 6, Lacey.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
How can she not?
I mean, come on.
How can she not? The third person to make it to the top 6 is Madison. Hey. The fourth person to make it to the top six is Lane. The fifth person to make it to the top six is Alejandro. And the sixth person, this sixth person, when he heard his name get called, he was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Wade Cota.
Yeah, he definitely thought it was going to be Walker.
He was shocked.
Yeah, he was like pointing at Walker the whole time.
So can we pull up, please, a picture of the top six? They're all dressed pretty awesome too, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fringe, I don't know if I could rock that.
Oh, he looked great. They all, like, again, the outfits for this episode. If you guys are hearing us on iTunes, make sure to check us out on YouTube. We have some cool pictures up for this episode. But yeah, everyone looks
great. All dressed great.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pattern and shiny.
Yeah.
Now, the pattern and shiny, that's called, what is that called?
Sequence.
Sequence. A lot of sequence this episode.
Yeah. Were you shocked by the fact that Alyssa Ragu didn't make it?
No.
I have to mention it. I thought when she was speaking to the judges, it was so awkward and weird. Either she was nervous, she knew she was going home, or she knew she didn't do great and was trying to...
I think she used that, I'm sorry to stop you, but my throat's dry as an excuse.
Because she's a perfectionist and she's very determined and she doesn't like being told she's not good enough.
Well,
and
you better get used to it.
But she's amazing and she's talented. But I just thought that was so weird, the fact that for every judge, she had something to tell them before they spoke.
That's very true.
You know, like she was trying to sway what they were going to say, but...
But it doesn't matter now.
Yeah.
Because it's America.
Yeah.
So maybe that was her plea, that was her excuse.
Well, she already got saved once by Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And I think Katy Perry's right. She was not there yet.
For sure. She's 17.
Yeah, she's not there yet.
16. Like she's young.
And she's very calculated, I would say, in her performances.
That's a good. I never thought about that. That's very
like
true.
She's very planned out and like knows this is what I have to hit. So when she doesn't articulate it exactly, she starts to break down. You can kind of see it.
You see the wheel spinning.
Yeah,
in her
versus
head.
Like Lacey or Lane, they've messed up before, but we've always seen them kind of like shake it off.
Wade did a good job when he fubbed on a lyric.
Yeah, you know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it until the judges called him out on it.
Yeah.
Which is good because as a performer, look, we're human
beings. I kind of could tell because I felt like there was too much of a pause. So I was like, oh, wait.
Oh, was that what they were talking
about?
Yeah,
there was.
I was wondering why he was pausing.
Because it was, he forgot. He like missed it.
I thought that was a part of the whole performance.
No, but remember even in Hollywood Week, he has a lot of problems with the lyrics. Do you remember he had
yes.
He did have like the biggest issue with words. So I don't know. It might be something he needs to really work on, especially when it's coming down to the wire.
He has to work on it. It's not even maybe. You have to work on it.
Yeah, the talent.
Think about, even though she's a female, every guy should be like Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
She is a professional.
Yeah.
You see her pre-routine. I mean, that's just
Someone saw Homecoming.
And maybe even more of a fan because she just wants to be so great and badass at what she does. And that should be for every single profession.
Also, take into consideration that these contestants don't have 6 months to prep for like a two-hour show. It's still week by week, and there's a lot of things that they make them do in between all the, you know, celebrity introductions.
This.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm with
Please have the camera on me over here. This is the smallest violin in the world, and I'm playing it.
I'm just saying, like, you can't compare 6 months of hard work, like Beyonce style, to a week of preparation.
Understand? I agree with you 100%. But they have 6 months. Beyonce has 6 months for a whole 3-hour show.
Right.
They're playing 2 songs, maybe 3.5 minutes in total max.
But some of them have never been in front of an audience this
big. Do your homework.
I know, but I'm just saying.
No excuses.
You are being Simon today.
I feel
like I'm Paula.
But there's just no excuse. This is crunch time.
Yeah, no,
you're
right.
You know how many people would die to be in your shoes?
You're right.
You have to step up to the plate, and you have to perform, and you have to prepare, and you have to know who you are as a musician.
Yeah, agreed.
This is the big leagues.
Yeah. No, you're right.
America's not going to vote for you if you don't bring it.
And you see it, like, week after week. They do not vote for the people who don't know who they are, number one, or aren't stepping up to the plate.
Walker Burrows.
Yeah.
He didn't make it. I don't think he should have. I think that's a great thing. I think he's a Broadway performer.
I think he's super sweet. Yeah.
He's sweet and all, but he's very Broadway with the way he holds the mic and he sings. And like, he's like very theatrical and like he's on stage. He is on stage, but like on stage for a play.
Right. He's going to do great things for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, I may be mean today, but they're all very talented.
Yeah.
Not taking anything away. Just got to step up.
Yeah.
That's it.
What would be something that you would hope all the contestants would do then?
Step your game up. I want to see more performances. I want to see more stage presence. I want you to captivate me.
Is there anyone in particular that you're...
Wade. He's too... Even though he moves around a bit, but it kind of looks awkward.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're not going to... If you don't feel comfortable doing it,
he holds the mic
like this. Yeah. What is this?
I think he gets nervous when the judges are speaking, so he just starts doing.
Again, you're being a mom. You're being like a total mom.
I'm just trying to understand where they're coming from.
I get that part, and that's probably true.
Right, right.
This is the top 6.
I don't think he's gonna make it. I don't think he's gonna be the American Idol winner. I think he's great,
it's definitely not
but he's
American
not.
Idol.
American Idol.
Definitely not.
No.
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 All right. Before I say anything, I'm going to regret.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go into our special segment.
Yes.
All right. So, best dressed.
I had...
For the female.
Yeah, I love Lacey. Okay. She had two different outfits that she wore. The first one was when she was with Lane, and she wore this sequins dress with feathers. I just love her and her style. She's a very cute Southern Belle. Everything about her says Southern.
Wait, hold on. Why is he doing it again?
Not Southern Belle. That's what she is. She's so gorgeous. I love her.
You sound like you're from Louisiana now.
I lived in South Carolina for a bit, so that's where I got it. But and then she also had this adorable jumpsuit. I think you saw it with the... top 6,
mm-hmm.
but it was it had deep V-neck, mm-hmm. and then the cute little bralette underneath. Yeah. She just looks great, and I just follow her on Instagram to just see what she's wearing, because I think she's also a fashion icon. There you go.
That's funny that you say that, because I have in my notes that Lacey, her voice is iconic.
Oh, there you go. See, she's already our American Idol.
I could listen to her sing every single day.
And she knows how to dress for this stage. That's also
sure.
an art form,
yep.
to know what to wear, to draw the attention not only to yourself, but to what you're going to be doing and to be able to move. And
totally agree.
It's all part of the package.
Yep.
What about you?
Mine is Lane.
Oh.
Lane looking like a rock star. Look at those boots. I want those boots. The gold sequins boots.
I was surprised when they panned out that he had those boots on.
Seeing his Meet Me the episode before, when he's in the swamps and he's like sandals
he's
and these ugly black shoes,
yeah,
to compare to how he's dressed
he
right
looks
now,
so fierce.
That is, I want to wear that outfit.
He looks great.
That is a dope outfit.
Yeah, he looks super suave, super put together, very handsome.
Very handsome.
Very handsome, very sexy, very rock and roll.
Hey, easy. This kid's watching.
But he does. He looks great. And a lot of them took fashion risks. Like how you said, the fringe on Wade's jacket.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's a big guy. So I can see, like, the fashion that he gets to wear probably limited because of his sizing, right?
Course.
So, but the fact that they were able to have fun with the fringe and then even Ryan.
Ryan Seacrest came out with the fringe.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Cute. That was so cute. I really appreciated that. That was a cute moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do the questions.
Okay.
Ask me three questions so our fans can get to know me more, and then I'm going to ask, you know what? We'll start with the ladies first.
Okay.
I'll ask
you. So these are like based on the questions that they asked.
The three questions that they asked the contestants.
Okay.
All right.
So
I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Celebrity crush. Who is your celebrity crush?
Jon Stewart.
Really?
Yeah, I find him.
Why?
He's intelligent. He's funny. He's just overall great. I don't know. I love him so much. He's just, ever since the Tonight Show, I've watched him. So, I've been obsessed with him ever since.
I find it to be very interesting.
Really?
And amazing that the first two things that came out of your mouth was that he's funny and he's smart.
Yes.
So to all of you men out there who are very handsome and think that's all you could offer a female, you're wrong.
No, it's definitely not. Especially for females, we get tired of
looks just the beautiful fade.
Yeah, exactly. You know? What about you?
What?
Celebrity crush.
Celebrity crush. Ooh, there's so many. Every Victoria's Secret model. Every Victoria's Secret model. If I have to pick one.
Is it?
I'm going to have to say...
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner.
I knew it. I totally knew it. Whatever.
She's so pretty. Kendall, if you're watching this...
Was there any of the questions that surprised you?
No.
No?
No.
Besides the bubbles, you didn't think that was weird? The irrational fear?
But then he said that he was only kidding.
I know, but still, that was really
clever. That was a weird thought. Bubbles? okay.
All right.
Since we're on the music topic,
mm-hmm.
Who is your music idol?
Right now it's Beyonce.
Beyonce? Beyonce?
Yeah, Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Yeah, because I also saw Homecoming. Yeah, so I think I'm obsessed. Obviously, no one puts in the work as much as she does, and she's amazing. Such an icon. Yeah. I think she's a true icon.
Absolutely.
And right Never now, I'm totally having her playing on repeat. In my house.
Do you like Beyonce or do you like Sasha Fierce?
I like them both.
Ooh.
I like them both, boo. Mm-hmm. What about you? Who'd you say?
My music icon?
Yeah.
It's a tough one. It's a very tough one. I'm being real with you. It's a toss-up.
Mm.
But if I have to pick one, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Oh, I understand why it was tough because of the documentary?
Yeah. Even I don't care what happened. I think that whole thing shouldn't. He's dead. The guy's dead. Why are we speaking about this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Michael Jackson is mine. There will never, ever, ever be somebody like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
If you saw the work that he put in to his shows, the closest thing.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting how the contestants, when they were answering this, and you could see who their icons were, who their art, and how much that was similar to their style, and how much that kind of, you can see like, oh, I can see where he gets that inspiration.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Or that.
For sure.
It was really cool to see. Yeah. That's what I liked about it. But I mean, I'm not Beyonce. I wish. I wish I could be.
All right. Last question.
All right.
Hidden talent. What is your hidden talent? Do you even have one?
Well, I can do impressions, but I'm not going
to
do...
Oh, no. You have to absolutely
no!
do the...
No,
you can't say I could do impressions and then be like, I'm not doing them.
No, I... No. I'm embarrassed.
This is top six.
No.
You have to step
I'm
going to
say my superpower is that I can... I wish I could speak all the languages.
That's a great superpower.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's a great superpower.
No, I'm sorry for not doing the impressions, but someday. What about you? What do you wish your superpower would be?
Teleport.
Mm.
To anywhere in the world and in the galaxy by this.
Snap of your fingers.
Snap of my finger. Why is my snap not working?
I don't know.
It's off duty. I would definitely love to teleport anywhere I want to in this whole world.
These are fun questions. I really enjoyed how they came up with these. Yeah, these are fun.
All right. Before we get out of here, I want to know your predictions.
Okay.
All right.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Step up to the plate, girl.
Okay.
I want to know.
So for me, I have it between three people only.
Okay.
So I have Jeremiah, Lacey, and Lane.
Damn it, we're the same people.
Really? Yeah. Is that who you have? Yeah. Why do you not think Madison, Alejandro, and Wade?
Oh, shoot. I forgot about Madison.
I don't know. Madison didn't do it for me this time. So that's why I didn't include her because...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's why I didn't include her is because she just... I feel like I could see the difference in her... She's so young and she's, like I haven't said, she's not experienced yet. I don't think it's her time.
But she reminds me of...
I'm not saying she's not going to be an artist or Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, and that demographic is a lot of America.
Yeah.
You have to think about it.
Yeah, but so is Lacey.
So is Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. So, okay, so you're
top... Those are my top three. That's who I think it's...
It's going to come down
to. It's going to come down to.
Okay.
But for me, it's going to be Lacey that's going to take it.
I agree with you. We're on the same page. We're just so much.
We're just in sync.
Oh my God.
We got Beyonce. We got.
Absolutely amazing.
We love sequins.
Jeez. Okay. So we both predict.
Yeah.
That Lacey K is going to be the next American Idol.
Who do you think is going to go home next?
I'm going to say Alejandro.
Uh-huh.
I think he picked his last straw.
Okay.
And Wade.
I think Wade for sure. Yeah. For me, yeah.
I think if they still have their last pick, if the judges have their pick.
They'll save
like Alejandro.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
But we'll see. For sure.
So, everyone, thank you so, so much for tuning in. I am Ricky Vitucci, and I'm going to let my beautiful co-host.
I'm Delia Gomez, and you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Delia Gomez.
Thank you so much. Stay classy, my friends, and we're buzzing out of here.
Bye.
Ciao.
Founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.